other linguists, of course, I'm skipping enormous numbers of other substantive universals and distinctive features, and I don't want to burden you with all that. But certain other linguists go about seeking universals in different ways, such as etymologists, who point out that the interesting thing about the Spanish word hablar, to speak, and the Portuguese equivalent falar, to speak, is not that they seem to be totally different words, but that they are the same word, deriving from the same Latin root, fabulare, but with phonetic deviations. Now, let's not go into why they deviated, though it's a fascinating subject. Let's agree only about the common origin. There's the key, common origin. Because if one continues in this way, working backwards through history in search of even earlier common origins, one arrives at startling points of universality. Only such investigation has to stop short as soon as written languages run out. Because obviously, the ultimate evidence of universality in speech is to be sought in the oldest languages of man, prehistoric languages which preceded, so to speak, the Tower of Babel moment in human evolution. But such ancient languages simply don't exist. They were spoken millions of years ago, long before written languages were developed, which was only thousands of years ago. And so, being stuck without written evidence, historical linguists are forced into speculation. Ideally, what they're seeking is a parent language, one universal tongue that may have been common to all of early mankind. And that's the tallest order of all, because it means wandering in the mists of prehistory. One tangible accomplishment, at least, has been to find a name for this field of inquiry, and that name is monogenesis, denoting the theory of all languages springing from a single source. A fine word, monogenesis, and a thrilling idea. It thrills me, anyway, to the point where I stayed up all of one night making monogenetic speculations of my own. I tried to imagine myself a hominid and tried to feel what a very, very ancient ancestor of mine might have felt and might have been impelled to express verbally. I scribbled pages full of basic monosyllables, which felt somehow right, which seemed to belong together, and which delighted me with their curious logic.